We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Suns post game show. I'm Lindsay. That's Flex. That's Cheryl. That's Espo. And we are out here at Dobson Ranch Golf Course because we had our tea party tonight where
we hit
some golf balls. We watched some Suns basketball. And of course, we got to celebrate a dub because the Suns took down the Spurs in great fashion. And that means you guys, we get a little sexy sacks tonight because the score was in our favor at 131 to 106.
Why is this happening? Help me.
I love it.
I miss home games.
I love it. Oh my gosh. As Steven in the chat said, the wind was a sign. What a blowout for the Phoenix Suns.
Like that. Gerald, I forgot I can't do that. You're married now. I apologize.
Is that how that works?
I guess.
Sure. I think so.
We'll keep it that way.
Oh, my God. The two-shot of you dancing on Gerald. That's even better.
That is hilarious.
I didn't know I went to a two-shot on you guys. That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
Well, guys, I mean, honestly, it was a great game. Great evening all around. Shout-out to everyone who came out to hang out with us at Dobson Ranch Golf Course for the tea party.
Yes.
Shout-out to the Suns for taking care of business. Like, Espo, you bring up style points fairly often, or you have so far this year a couple times. Do you feel like this was a style points game for you?
Oh, my God. They put on the book ones. They put on a nice suit. They went out and kicked some ass for the first time this year. In every quarter, they dominated. This was the Phoenix Suns team we were promised, and we got them tonight in San Antonio. If this team pulls it together and plays similar to this, limit the turnovers. Get Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant all hitting on all cylinders, and you get freaking Eric Gordon to show up to the party. Guess what? The Western Conference may have a new team that's going to scare some people.
This is exactly what I wanted to see from this team, and I don't want to read into a win over a 15-win Spurs team too much, but I had said before the game I want to see them just get a blowout victory, for them to cut down on the turnovers, for the big three to play well together, for them to be moving the ball and continuing to build the offensive cohesion that we have seen over the last week or so. And they did that. Like, this was exactly what I felt they needed, because the last two wins, like, yes, they were against inferior opponents, they didn't feel like it felt tonight. And obviously those are better opponents than what they played tonight, but this just felt like a good dominant, like, okay, we're figuring things out. And to your point, like, the bench, you go up and down, three guys off the bench went in double figures. Drew Eubanks looking like a serviceable backup center. Bol Bol hitting pull-up threes in garbage time. Like, that, it's good for the vibes. Like, they needed a get right, like, just dominant win, and they got that tonight.
Yeah, you know what, there's something to say about getting things right at the right time, mm-hmm. and not peaking too early. And it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And Listen, again, Philadelphia, Atlanta, San Antonio, not the greatest opponents, mm-hmm. but that's who you're scheduled to play. You play who's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Three straight wins by more than double digits, okay? Mm-hmm. Against Philadelphia, you had 23 turnovers. In Atlanta, you had 17. Tonight, you got 8, right? Mm-hmm. So you're seeing the arrow pointing in the right direction in regards to turnovers. Here's a number we always talk about, 30 assists. You know how many it had tonight?
36.
36.
Mine says 38.
Yeah,
mine
I saw 38 too. But either way, they have plus 30, right?
36. Mine says 55.
ESPN's a liar.
Oh, now mine says 38.
Yeah.
Refresh.
Refresh.
So 38 dimes tonight. Mm-hmm. You protect the basketball. San Antonio's not that physical. Mm-hmm. And so although 8 is a great number, I will say that physicality is a part of turnover sometimes, and I'd like to see them do it again, have a good game on Monday. But again, when you get some of this better competition, if you can keep that number down. I'm telling y'all right now, I feel really good about this basketball team. I like the energy. I like the vibe. I like the shift. I like the next 10. I'm excited.
Look, this game made me feel really good because the Spurs games earlier in the season made me feel really, really bad.
Did this one make up for those?
I think it did.
Okay.
I think it did because even though the Spurs are a superior or an inferior opponent, you still can't really rely on that so much. I was wondering.
Bro, it's dark out here, man. You scared me, man.
It's not dark out here. You just got black sunglasses on. It just makes it look like midnight.
You almost brought the jersey out. That could have been bad.
Bro, I felt like I was in the alley in Manhattan somewhere.
For those on audio, Saul snuck up silently between Gerald and Flex, and they didn't know he was there.
We just let him wait until he found out.
That's hilarious.
No, but this one definitely made up for at least one of the losses that the Suns took to the Spurs at the hands of the Spurs earlier on in the season. And because even though they're an inferior opponent, they still beat us twice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've lost to inferior opponents this season multiple times, others not named the Spurs.
That's
know what I mean? And then from the turnover perspective, Flex, I know you mentioned 8, but I really only count like 5 of those maybe.
Talk to
if
them.
If we're being honest, because
talk to them.
A lot of them came in the fourth quarter with guys once we started clearing the bench.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You pointed that out before we came on. What did they have, 3 or 4 going into the fourth?
They had 5 as a team. They've wound up with 10 as a team, including shot clock violations, which, like, all of those
two shot clock violations,
yeah,
right?
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter when they were already up by 30. Who cares?
Right.
And this is one of those games, too. People are going to look like, this fourth quarter team.
No.
Like,
no, you
can't really
do that anymore.
They lost the fourth quarter, so it didn't help their net rating. And that's why people freaking out about the fourth quarter thing. I always point to games like this. Like, they were up by 20-plus going into the fourth. That's not going to help your net rating.
And they pulled the starters, too, at a certain point, or at least majority of them.
Right.
They pulled the bench at one point, too.
They went to the double bench.
Yes. I'm sorry, IT. The thing you bring up, well, it's an inferior opponent. But if I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind when they play poorly inferior opponent, I'm going to celebrate when we finally see a complete game from this team, because as everybody says, when they struggle against an inferior team, well, everybody's got talent in the NBA. Well, the Spurs, whether it's top-tier talent, no outside of Wemby, but they're still NBA team,
right.
And they kicked their ass for a majority of this game, and that's what we were promised, and I'm going to give them a lot of praise for what they did tonight. Now, come back out Monday, do it again, and then we're really rolling. That's 4 in a row. You get so momentum. I don't think you can overestimate or overstate how important it is for these guys to get comfortable, to feel like things are rolling, to feel like, hey, some of that weight's off our back, because look, we are playing like that team we were supposed to. You had a perfect KD performance tonight, 12 of 16, 25 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. That's what you want from Kevin Durant. You get Devin Booker to have a massive third quarter. He finishes with 32, 9, and 7. Even Bradley Beal goes for a double-double, 13 and 12 assists. Like, this in an ideal world is what you see come playoff time as well. And when they get to do this, it feels like that weight's lifted a little bit. They can have some more fun, and hopefully it leads to momentum in the final 10, which is the gauntlet that's going to determine where you are.
Hey. G, listen, real quick, Espo. We started this against Philly. We got to do it again. Come on, man. Come on.
Oh, the secret handshake.
There we go.
There we go.
That's the key to the winning streak. We're going to keep it going. We'll do that again on Monday after the dub. But, no, you're right, man. Listen, talk about the defense. Let's talk about the Suns' defense, right? We're talking about Wemby the whole time coming in, how good Wemby is. Wemby only had 13 tonight, right? Now, it's a blowout game, so, you know, I'm sure his minutes and stuff was probably a little restricted because of the blowout. But you hold Wemby to 13. You hold this team. I mean, you win by 25 points. Mm-hmm. They dominated every quarter. There was no one else in that. There was no player on that Spurs team that at any point in this game felt like they were getting in the rhythm or starting to take control. Mm-hmm. And then, again, I must say this one last thing. Devin and Kevin, they do what they do. That's expected. Mm-hmm. I think there's a false narrative about Brad Beal. That Brad has to be a 20-25 point scorer. He doesn't. Mm. If he comes out tonight and gets 13 and 12, that's 12 dimes, man. I mean, that's all the Suns need when they're getting, you know, points from the bench like they were in the last couple games. So if Brad can stay in that 15 to 10 range, man, oh my God, this team can be dangerous.
12 assists. One turnover. To me, simple math, 6-1 turnover.
That's incredible.
Turnover ratio?
Yeah.
Well, that's 12-1.
12-1.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
No way he messed up a 12-1 turnover. Come on.
Don't tell anybody.
Please tell me you were.
I had 2.5 beers today. Four Peaks beers, mind you.
Also, those 12 assists, season high.
Yes.
For Bradley Beal in this one, too.
And that's what was standing out to me in that second quarter, especially when Brad came in and was running the show. He was getting into the paint like we've been talking about, and the drive and kick game was on point. There were a lot of kickouts to Eric Gordon for three, to Grayson Allen where he was getting run off the three-point line where he drove and attacked the lane. Like, that was kind of the perfect mix. And, yes, the Spurs are not a good team. They're not a good defense. But, like you said, those are reps that you can build on. Those are things that you can look at. And that's kind of why the last two games were a little frustrating, because it didn't feel like they were improving as a team. They won the games, yes.
Right.
But there was still the turnover issue. Mm-hmm. There was still the fourth quarter issues and spurts. There was still like that one inexplicable quarter where they just looked like a bad team. Tonight, they put it all together. They cut down on the turnovers. They were moving the ball. They were just dominant over a team that they should be dominant against. That's what we had wanted to see. So it was good to see that on both ends. And, like, it was good to see Book have his best game since he came back from spraining the ankle. Because, you know, I know he had 30 the other night, but he was still a net negative when he was on the court that game. He was in foul trouble for most of the night. It wasn't his best game. Tonight,
he was in control.
He was in control from the start. And Kevin Durant was also able to have a good game, which when one of those two guys is going, has not always been the case that the other guy is going at the same time. So it was good to see those two getting going and Bradley Beal kind of orchestrating in the middle of that. It was a really good balance.
I think that's the blueprint, man. Mm-hmm. I really believe this is the blueprint. I mean, you get Kevin and Devin doing what they're doing, and Brad finds that healthy balance. Mm-hmm. And the healthy balance with the 12 dimes means Grayson's getting look, Gordon getting look. Royce O'Neal was taking shots. And so this is the team that we expected. Now, again, it's the Spurs. Everybody take a deep breath, chill out a little bit, and we're going to have them again on Monday. And I expect – here's what will be impressive for me. If they can come back on Monday and have another game like this, now that separates – that gives me a whole different outlook on this. It's saying, okay, look what we did on Saturday. You couldn't look at the tape and change anything because we're dominant. We imposed our will. And so it's starting to become fun. And if we get through Monday, Espo – what happens on Wednesday? What's the game Wednesday?
It's the Nuggets.
Yeah,
our friends
baby.
In Denver. We're coming
baby.
For you. Hey, I feel like I gotta ride.
You gotta celebrate the dubs.
I like it.
I mean, we're coming for them.
Yeah,
I didn't
you can
say
celebrate.
Win.
You can celebrate the dubs.
I didn't say win. We have
crazy.
To go to Denver. Thus, we are coming to play them.
That's not what you stop it.
What's like the scary movie jingle? I'm trying to think of like the thing like when you said like we're coming for you, Denver. Like, what's the jingle? Is there like a Mike Myers
Michael
song?
Myers.
What is it? How does it go? I can't think of it in my head.
No, no, that's...
I don't know. Anyway, that's immediately what popped in my head. It was like some scary music song.
I like the Mike Myers one. That one, I don't like the...
Wait, you're talking about the actual Halloween jingle?
Yeah,
Halloween jingle. What is it?
There you go.
Can we play that?
That's what popped in my head.
No, we will get in trouble.
No, we'll get in trouble. You want to get demonetized? Let's play some music.
Flex was like, but listen, I just got $200 for my friends at Desert Financial Credit Union. I'll put that towards the fine.
There we go.
Exactly. If you guys want to get $200 as well, be sure to check out our friends over at Desert Financial Credit Union. Right now, when you open a free checking account online, you're going to get $200 in bonuses. You can get started by visiting desertfinancial.com/200. For more than 84 years, Desert Financial has been Arizona's largest, most trusted local credit union, dedicated to creating exceptional experiences by giving back to the community and providing financial solutions that make lives better. You want to make sure you're joining a credit union that is committed to giving back to the community and sharing success with its members, and that's exactly what Desert Financial Credit Union does, because you want to make sure, you know, they're supporting the community that you live in, and then they're also supporting you as a member, because sometimes you got people out here who are like, I just want to take your money and run. That's not what Desert Financial Credit Union is all about. So once again, you can get started by visiting our friends over at desertfinancial.com/200 to find out how you can get hooked up with $200 in bonuses.
Lindsay, can I blow up your rundown tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think there's something we must talk about.
Celebrate
right in this
good times. Come on.
Oh,
that's
man.
The most you're going to get from me, Aspo. You're welcome.
You know what? When we're talking about our friends over at BetMGM, it's only appropriate that I'm the one that's doing
fair.
It. Because you know what? Eric, hit the tape.
Get to the shore.
Aspo, what are you doing?
I'm going simple again. Again, I'm getting choked up about it.
Yeah.
I'm so
emotional.
Passionate about this bet today.
Sure.
Devin Booker, first bucket, exactly. Three-pointer. He's going to carry over what happened at the end of last game. I told you he was breaking out of the slump. He went 6-for-8. I'm going to get plus 2,200, and I'm going to put you all behind me in the dust.
As enjoyable as it would be to see Devin Booker knock down a three for the first bucket, I hope he doesn't.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to be real with you.
Can't help being this good. Get stuffed, all of you.
Take your victory lap, Espo.
That's right. Espo Domus got it right yet again. And you know who's in first place? This man is in first place. That's right. I can't even see them anymore. I am miles ahead of them. They ain't even in my same zip code anymore.
Y'all,
that is how
a
good
monster.
I am. And our friends over at BetMGM make it possible to be this good. That's right. And if you want to be like me, and why wouldn't you? Because I'm kicking some ass now.
Oh, my God.
You can sign up for the BetMGM Sportsbook app, and they're going to take care of you just like I do, all right? I give you the betting advice. They're going to give you the money to put on it. It's just that simple, right? You sign up for BetMGM. Use the bonus code PHNX. Place your first bet on the BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app for at least $10, and you're going to receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets, even if you lose. That's right. So if you're like these people and Saul, wherever he is.
I'm not in this.
I was pointing past you, Gerald. If you're like Flex, if you're like Lindsay, if you're like Saul, Gerald's exempt because he's the beat writer. First of all, you all can suck it. But second of all, you get $1,500, up to $1,500 when you miss your bet. It's that simple. So check out the show notes for full details. And now, listen to my personal friend, who's the other guy that gets bets right on this network, Mr. Shane Diefenbach, with the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY, 467-369, New York. Call 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Get stuffed, Ontario and the United States and Puerto Rico. We're sorry for Flex, Lindsay, and Saul, but not me.
Wow.
I'm here wrapped in red, white, and blue, and a lot of money, which is green.
Wow.
I'm sorry, hey, man, listen.
I'm not sorry. You know what, Espo? You're so lucky I'm not sitting next to you, or else I would take the Diesel's idea in the chat, and I would close your laptop just to spite you. That's what he said.
I don't need it, and I can still win. Win, 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 win.
Hey, group, everything else. Win, 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 win.
Shout out to my man.
That could have happened.
Listen.
I'm out.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, that's how you do it when you dominate.
Lord have mercy. What does the leaderboard look like
here,
Eric?
He just stepped over. He just did the tie.
All right, guys. No, we've got the leaderboard here. It's super unfortunate for everyone involved. Espo now has $423.50. Saul is down to $38.76. I have $7.23.
Don't even say mine.
Flex. Flex, you're just
Titanic.
You're just tough.
I'm in a Titanic.
You're tough.
Flex is
tough.
Owing money.
Do you realize I could get Flex alone and I'd still be
you
kicking
really
all your
could.
Asses?
You really
hey,
could.
You
it's
know,
super
if you was really my man, if you was really my man, 50 grand, you'd be sliding something over to me, dog. You had the ability to actually make that transaction and tell Lindsay and the super producer over there, I'm sliding that dude.
Hey, hold on. Let's flash back to pregame. If you were as cool as Mr. Frank Vogel PHX on, and you know, he got me to Vogel ones. When I see the book ones, I'll give you some
cash. Okay, that's a fair deal.
I'll give you some cash.
So if I come in with the book ones, I got some cash.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'll get you back to zero, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right, Espo. The Espo parade is over, okay? We're moving on.
take control.
It ain't ever over.
It's over for right
that.
Now.
Take control.
All right, guys, let's take a look at the numbers presented by Desert Financial Credit Union, Arizona's number one credit union named by Forbes.
What's in the box?
All right, I actually don't have the box in front of me. Let's see, does anybody know what we put
in
the box
tonight?
Yeah,
I know what's in the box.
Okay,
so.
Good, because we don't have a monitor since
We got a 131-106 win over the Spurs. The Suns shot nearly 60% and held the Spurs to 47% shooting. A lot of that came in the fourth quarter. The Suns were 11 for 24 from three-point range. We would like to see the three-point attempts go up, but they hit about 46% and held the Spurs to 27% shooting from three. Only 10 team turnovers, which is fantastic for this group. They forced the Spurs into 15, and they had 38 assists, which moves them to, 20-3 on the season now when they have 30-plus assists. Spurs had 27. So good all-around game on both ends from the Suns.
All right, guys.
You know, if
I'm not entirely sure what we're supposed to do
Espo had his parade, and we had to rain on it.
I have brought the rain, but let me tell you about our friends over at Circle K. The Inner Circle app is where you want to be. It is the best place that you can get great discounts on gas, free membership when you sign up for the app, 25 cents off your first five fill-ups, 3 cents off per gallon, your sixth free on select Circle K products like pizza, coffee, ice cold, fountain drinks. Join the Inner Circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details.
Also, you know, if you want to get out, I know it's windy, it's a little bit rainy out here right now, but the weather in Phoenix has been phenomenal as of late, and if you want to get out and enjoy it, all you got to do is check out our friends over at the Arizona Lottery, because they want to hook you up for being outside and exploring Arizona with their new ticket and promotion called Arizona Adventures. There are three ways to play and win big. First, you can play Arizona Adventure Lottery tickets. Now, this features three iconic landscapes and have prizes up to $50,000. You can also check in at geolocated adventures at 10 destinations across the state from Flagstaff to Yuma, or you can enter tickets online for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes.
Hey, if you love beer.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you
the
got
Arizona
more.
Lottery
oh.
is not just about playing games and winning prizes. It's also about giving back to the state and its communities. Visit azadventure.com for more information on how you can take an adventure for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes.
If you like beer like I do, and I had 2 4 peaks today, which makes 6 if you add it all together, try out their new Bad Birdie Juicy Ale collab between 4 Peaks and Bad Birdie. Super drinkable, I can tell you. We had it. It's good. And the perfect companion at the T-Box or in the fridge. We were at the T-Box. Visit 4peaks.com/locator to find all your favorite beers and events. Check out at 4 Peaks Brew or 4 Peaks Pub to keep up with the latest in Arizona's hometown brewery. You must be 21 or older to drink 4 Peaks. Please enjoy responsibly. And if you want flooring with Empire today, you get a shop at Home Convenience. The right product you need, quick and professional installation, and a price match guarantee. Empire Today is the best place to get new flooring, so of course they have copycats, but Empire Today can't be beat on quality, service, speed, like these ad reads. They won't promise the lowest prices, but anyone who does is pulling the floor in your home that they wouldn't put in their own floor. It's stinky flooring.
Oh,
working with Empire Today is quick, easy, and convenient. You can get someone in your home today and eliminate back and forth to a store. Speed and service, just like this, that you won't get from a big box store. Use the floor visualizer so you can see floors in your house. Listeners can try it out by visiting EmpireToday.com/PHNX. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive receive $350 off when they use the promo code PHNX. Restrictions apply. See EmpireToday.com/PHNX for details. Oh,
wait,
oh,
wait,
oh,
wait.
Let's go!
It's raining! We
see
gotta go!
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.